Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday Moons, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panayotovich. This is Bet Sweats. Are you in a good mood now? After a couple hours, we get to do
Moons. I'm in a very good mood. I think I just changed from the weekend to the week. I think I just flipped during JFK talking about the moon. I think that finally did it for me.
So good. So many great references in that open. We love it. All right. Time to be positive. If we're being honest, we've been a little negative the first couple hours of the show, and you can understand why. We all have Mondays like that. It's been a two-hour version of Case of the Mondays. But Sam, we're going to hand out moons. Where do you want to start?
Number one moon goes to the Miami Hurricanes. They absolutely railroaded South Florida, which was mentioned in the room. Public came out, wanted to bet South Florida. Miami absolutely dominated. And that was with a what? 2.5 hour rain delay, weather delay in South Beach. That was so annoying because I had Miami. That was my biggest position on Saturday. And other things are starting to happen. And then the delay keeps coming. And we're going to start it at 6 o'clock Eastern, 6:45 Eastern, 7:07 Eastern. They kept moving the delay time. But it didn't faze Carson Beck, did not faze that offensive line. That is a very, very good football team. Miami almost got to the total by itself. 49-12, a dominant performance. Miami's a very good football team. So they get a full moon from me. Also getting a full moon, the room in college football. They just keep doing it. They just keep doing it. Paul, can you pull up the updated record for the college football room? I believe it was another 1-4 Saturday. I think they did scratch one win. I don't remember what it was. Can you repeat the record from the weekend and the total weekend for the college football room?
So I go off the Friday ones we get for the room because that's when we give them out on the show. I guess so on this list – we have Florida +7. I guess by Saturday, LSU -7 was made it to the list. So, like, if you're looking at what was went out over the weekend on X, I guess LSU's in there. By our numbers, Oregon -28, Georgia -4, South Florida +17.5, Florida +7, Clemson -3. That's 0-5. That is 0-5.
Damn.
-5.5 units on the season, 2-18. -17.8 units.
Wow. 2-18. That's incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
That's a full
moon.
A
lot does change. Right there. Yeah. A lot does change from Friday to Saturday or Friday to Sunday. For instance, yesterday I was looking at it when I was on the air during game day and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And the room was saying that the Bills were number one in tickets. Most popular play, Bills -6. And the number one on money was Jets plus six. What? Of the entire card, with the entire card available, most tickets on one side, most money on the other side, which I thought was crazy. So, yeah, I think we should definitely go by what happened, what we see on Friday. Did we have it on Friday for the NFL or no?
Yes. So, Room had a little bit of a, I mean, they had a winning weekend. They went 3-2. Eagles minus
one. Your
favorite
call winning. Yeah.
Bills minus 6.5. Cowboys minus 5.5 was a loser. Lions minus 6. Another favorite was a winner. Broncos minus 1.5 was a loser. So that is 3-2.8 units for the season. We are the room is 3-7, minus 4.7 units.
So full moon to Miami, full moon to the college football room and the fade that it's become, 2-18 to Paul's point, 2-18, say less. Quickly, two half moons, one of the Falcons' defense, six sacks, two picks. They forced three fumbles. McCarthy had a passer rating of like 38. And Minnesota could not move the ball. It's a half moon there and a half moon to Drake May. Look, I'm very easy to bash the Patriots. I'm very willing to do so when things are bad. Drake May outplayed Tua in the fourth quarter. And that throw he made, down five, big throw, big play. Drake May grew up a little bit yesterday in my eyes. So I'll give him a half moon. And then the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, Caleb Williams get no moons. No moons.
Yep. To your point about the Falcons defense, all rookies, big moments, interceptions, sacks. They drafted almost all defensive guys. I think they did definitely in the first four rounds at least. They were all coming through. So maybe they found some gems there on the defensive side. That would be big for them. They were not supposed to win that game. And then they pull off the upset. All right. Let's go Crescent Moon. You got to listen. LSU head coach Brian Kelly after his 10-point win over Florida.
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right, how about third down then? What is going on with third down?
It's one game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's some ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
God, he has such small pecker energy, man. It's so bad. It's unbelievable.
I don't mind it. I'm probably going to be on the only one here. Like, you're 3-0. You weren't supposed to go to Clemson. You won. People are betting Florida, okay, they're going to get things together, they're going to right the ship, whatever, and that number's down to 7. You win in cover, and you win an SEC game, and now they got Southeast Louisiana. So they're going to be 4-0. And, like, what's wrong with the run game? Why aren't you doing that? What? We just beat Florida. Like, I thought that was a terrible line of questioning, especially for it to be the first question. I agree with Kelly there. Saying a question's out of line, strong disagree there. So that's why I only get to Crescent Moon. I didn't like that. You don't tell a reporter, you don't rate their questions, you don't tell them what to ask and all that. But, hey, he asked a question, gave an answer. He gave an honest answer. He told you that's a BS question, and that was his response. And honestly, I agree with him. They're 3-0. What are you complaining about? They won and covered. I I don't get it, man. I didn't understand that at all. And I'll tell you, I'm looking at this future schedule. They don't have what we thought were the top teams in the SEC, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe Texas A&M is one of those teams. Maybe Oklahoma is one of those teams. And people are wrong about Texas. We're going to find out later. But they're having a hell of a year. Like, because Nussmeier doesn't have Heisman numbers? Like, or you can't run the ball as much as you wanted? I don't know. I don't get that. Anytime you get an SEC win, I don't think there's a lot to complain about. I do agree with Kelly on that, but it seems like you guys disagree.
He could have just handled it so much better. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know.
Reporters aren't your PR agency. It feels the heat. Like, it's a local reporter. That's what I wanted to look up who it was. Like, could have been a student reporter. Like, that's an unfair power dynamic if you're going over after. It was not, but I'm saying that was my first assumption. But it was a local reporter who he thinks has to be cheering for the team, and that's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think it's a bad question, too. I do.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first question in a press conference, no doubt. And I've been in hundreds of press conferences. That's not how I would have started. I would have said, what'd you think of the way you guys played against DJ Lagway, who was freaking horrible in the game? Mm-hmm. That was the story of the game. He had 5 interceptions. He should have had 9. He sucked. That's my first question. What did you guys do to hold DJ Lagway to such a poor performance? That's the story of the game. Not being able to run the ball.
Whew. So I'm a crescent. A little crescent. I like it. It gave us entertainment, gave us something to play and talk about, and everybody was laughing about it over the weekend. I don't mind it. I think an angry Brian Kelly is entertaining. I think it's good for college football, and I know a lot of people hate him. So, he gets a crescent moon there. I got to go full moon. White Sox. This is why. So, thankfully, my baseball survivor pool is coming to a close. We're entering the final week. 2 people made it to the final week. 4 were eliminated. 5 had the White Sox. They lost. The White Sox start off the week taking 2 of 3 from Tampa. People that took the White Sox, like, oh, my God. We're going to get through with the White Sox. We're going to make it to the final week. We're going to make so much more money than I thought I was going to have to, because I thought I was going to lose with the White Sox, because I just need to win one game. One game against Cleveland. That's all we need. Can you win one? The White Sox scored 3 runs in 3 games, and they get swept. They couldn't win one game for the people. I think they're all White Sox fans, too, because when they were emailing me their info, they're like, yeah, I'm a diehard Sox fan, too. I hate this team so much. They couldn't win one. So full moon to the White Sox. Good job out of you, per usual. Paul, what do you have?
Got 2 college football moons. So I don't know if you guys could see this one on Saturday night through all the smoke coming from all the burning couches in Morgantown. But West Virginia, the man in the moon, was wearing a raccoon hat on Saturday night. Half moon, I guess, because I couldn't get there on the money line, man. But, that West Virginia stinks. It's a terrible football team. With the backyard brawl at home, Rich Rod's back. That number going through 7 was always pretty crazy. So West Virginia wins outright. I guess I don't give it a full moon because I couldn't get there on the money line. That's on me. But covering the 7.5, winning against Pitt. So that is a half moon. And then a team that I did get there on the money line with that just destroyed Virginia Tech, the Monarchs, Old Dominion, Kings for a night against Virginia Tech. They send Brent Pry packing. He gets canned. That dude was canceling recruit visits before the game. The vibes were really bad in Blacksburg. And Old Dominion was in control the whole way. So Old Dominion, full moon.
Jake, what you got?
Mine will be NFL, full moon, Bills. That was my 10 toes down, the alts on the Bills. So that was really awesome the entire way.
Yes.
That was, I mean, obviously you get lucky with the Fields injury, but that was my full moon. No moon to the man doing the best Cam Newton impression at the bar yesterday with his fedora and his open-toed shoes. Go away forever. Why? No moons for him.
Wow. Did Gertz have any? I forgot. Does Gertz have any or no?
I don't think he's a moons guy.
No,
he's a toes guy.
Okay,
Gertz is toes only.
Toes only.
Three quarter moon. I almost forgot. We got to go Brandon Aubrey, right? That guy was unbelievable yesterday. And the story behind it wasn't even a kicker. Played soccer at Notre Dame. I forgot how it was said on the broadcast, but he's like, yeah, they were watching a game and a kicker just missed it by a million. And his wife turned to him and said, you could miss by that much. And so then he started working. He went to work, and then he made the NFL. And look at him. He's the best special teams weapon out there.
He had more fantasy points yesterday. I saw this, and I wanted to bring this up at some point today. He had more fantasy points than Jaden Daniels, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Rodgers, Travis Kelce, DK Metcalf. That's Brandon Aubrey, the kicker.
Incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
And the kicker that the Falcons brought up this week, they finally get rid of Koo. Thank you very much. He hit, I think, 5 field goals last night.
5 for 5.
Yeah, just joined the team, comes through. Sunday night football, 5 field goals. So kicker's getting some love on the show. Joe O, Sammy P. Let's go back to Monday night football. We're going to have guests for each matchup, the first game and then the nightcap. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
going to be a late one. Double dip of action when it comes to Monday Night Football. We'll give you some insight on both of those games coming up in just a second. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Let's go down to Houston first off, check in with Sean Pendergast of Sports Radio 610 in Houston. He's got mornings down there, kind enough to join us. Houston Texans, a 2.5-point favorite over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Sean, we come in with a Stroud touchdown from last year because there wasn't one from last week. For those that are not watching every down, every snap of this team, there was some expected regression with the offense. We know about the injuries a year ago, but in greater detail, can you explain why there have been so many struggles offensively with this team?
Sure. I think there's the struggles last season, and then there are the struggles in week one of this season, which I think are kind of two separate things, because all the struggles last season caused them to fire the offensive coordinator, fire the offensive line coach, bring in several new offensive linemen, trade Laremy Tunsil, that's how I knew it was a last year highlight y'all were playing, because not only was it a touchdown, but Laramie's name was invoked on that. So they had all sorts of issues last year protecting C.J. Stroud, and they got really bad in the middle of the season, like week 7 through 9, 7 through 10. C.J. was seeing just crazy, unprecedented amounts of pressure compared to previous Texans quarterbacks. And I think it affected him throughout the rest of the year. You know, I think he went from a guy in his rookie year who was pretty free flowing with his play to a guy whose feet got a little happy, who, you know, kind of needed eyes in the back of his head, that sort of thing. He seemed to kind of work that stuff out as the season grew to an end. And as they got to the playoffs, he was really good against the Chargers in the playoffs, and he was pretty good against the Chiefs in the loss to the play in the playoffs. So I think that was the big cause last year. I think this year, with all the new along the offensive line, and by the way, also the new offensive coordinator, Nick Caley, giving CJ way more control at the line of scrimmage, I think we expected it to be a work in progress. I don't think we expected there to be no touchdowns in week one. I know I didn't. But I don't think anybody is super panicked here that this is going to be a trend. I don't think they're going to be a great offense this year, but I think they'll be an improved offense ultimately over what they were last year.
I would think, Sean, given the pressure that Todd Bowles wants to bring, this will be a nice one-on-one night for Nico Collins. He's got to have a bigger game, and clearly they got to get him the ball, right?
Be targeted more. Yeah, I mean, he was only targeted 5 times in that loss to the Rams last week, had 3 catches for 25 yards, which I'm sure infuriated over prop bettors on Nico Collins and fantasy owners everywhere. I'm both of those things. I think they're going to try. Look, D'Amico Ryans didn't make a secret this week in any of his press conferences that they intend to get Nico Collins the ball quite a bit and target him quite a bit in this game. I would add Nick Chubb to that too, as long as we're talking about expectations for guys tonight. I think you could clearly, D'Amico Ryans thought that they didn't give Nick Chubb the ball enough in that first game against the Rams. He was the only hot hand they had in the backfield. Anybody else they gave the ball to, they were just burning daylight with, and it made no sense. So I would expect Nick Chubb to get close to 20 carries tonight. I would expect Nico Collins to get at least 9, 10, 12 targets in this game. And he needs to. Yeah, they're going to be without Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk has yet to play a snap in the regular season as a Houston Texan. So after Nico, their next 3 guys are literally guys that went to Iowa State. Xavier Hutchinson, Jaden Higgins, and Jalen Nolan. 2 of those guys are rookies. So, and they're going to be without Cade Stover. They're one of their tight ends who broke his foot in the season opener. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a heavy dosage in Nico, and it's a great point with all that pressure the Todd Bowles likes to bring. Hopefully you get Nico in some favorable matchups.
How good is this defense?
Excellent. I think it's got a chance to be the best defense in the history of the team, which is, I know people might roll their eyes like, y'all are the Texans. You've only been around for like 20 years, but they used to have some pretty good defenses with JJ Watt and the middle part of the aughts. They had some really good defenses. I think it's got certainly the potential to be the best defense in the league. I think it's among, for sure, one of the top 5 defenses. And I think the key, guys, is that they've got the most important positions in a great defense hemmed down. They've got 2 elite pass rushers in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. And tonight, I think those 2 guys are going to eat against a patchwork offensive line that won't have Tristan Wirfs for the Bucs. So I think pressure on Baker Mayfield is going to be aplenty tonight. And then they're really good on the back end. You know, the two corners, Derek Stingley Jr. is in the conversation for the best in football. And Kamari Lassiter, the second-year guy out of Georgia, had a really good rookie year, an excellent training camp, and he was pretty good last week against the Rams. So they've got two high-level to elite corners. They've got two elite edge rushers. And then the rest of the guys aren't chopped liver or anything. You know, Kalen Bullock is a rising young safety. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they picked up in the offseason. And their linebackers are exactly what D'Amico Ryans looks for in linebackers, which is to just plug gaps in the run game. So they're an excellent defense. They're a defense that should just, independent of the play, you should win at least 7 or 8 games just based on defense alone.
Last thing, Sean, we need a final score out of you. Short and sweet. What happens tonight? What's the final score?
I got 24-20 Texans. Guys, they finally break the seal and get into the end zone. Not once, not twice, but thrice. 24-20 Texans.
Sean Pendergast, morning, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Thank you, Sean. Talk soon, all right?
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya.
Good stuff. So 24-20, he's got a Texans cover and going over the total. Going just over. All right. I don't know. That's really close. Really close on both ends there, side and total, Sammy.
That would eke over. It would just eke over that 42.5. But as you heard, Sean was playing prop bets last week, so he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing with that 24-20 yep. prediction.
Yeah, yeah, definitely does. And if they don't get it done, he's going to be dealing with a whole lot of mess there. With the, as good as the Colts are looking, and then the Texans have a bad performance on Monday night, it's going to get loud there and angry. Let's go out to Las Vegas for the nightcap. We've got the Raiders and Chargers later on tonight. Chargers, a 3.5-point favorite, total 46 in the hook. We got Steve Cofield, afternoon host on ESPN Las Vegas. What's going on, Steve? Damn. Maybe they said Steve good. Maybe we're bad. Oh, his phone dropped. Okay.
Being told he dropped. Hopefully he didn't drop his phone in like a vial of liquid. That would be bad. Hopefully the service just dropped.
It would be. So you say the books need a Chargers loss.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
For this one.
You heard it. I mean, you're going to hear it all day. Chargers money line.
Well, I'm a little surprised just because a lot of times the Vegas books, they get so much more action on the Raiders and there's excitement. And it's early on in the year before people start fading them. That did surprise me a little bit because I always just assume that there will be plenty of Raiders backers.
Well, you have to remember the bigger bets are going to carry the conversation. And when you get these huge parlays that line up over the weekend, really, Vegas has been about knocking out moneyline favorites. That's what it's turned into. Because the most popular way to bet the NFL now in Vegas, let me line up 3 or 4 favorites or more, and let me parlay them all to win. And when a lot of them win on Sunday, the liability keeps building into Monday, and more people around Vegas are money lining the Chargers than they are betting the Raiders, period.
Man. Yeah. You could stay away from the toss-ups, and then if you're able to avoid, it feels like there's 1 or 2 games. Like this week, it was last night's game. You just had to avoid that one and maybe like one other. But for the most part, those favorites are at least winning. That's why nobody's been knocked out in Survivor so far. Let's try again. Steve Cofield, he's got afternoons ESPN Las Vegas here to preview Raiders Chargers. Hello, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Can we get behind the Raiders catching points with Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly? Good idea or bad idea, Steve?
Well, I think that's a side. I don't know if I want to get behind it. It might be a stay away for me, but I think the Raiders, showed pretty good in week number one. I think the Chargers are good. I don't think the Chargers are great. The Chargers should not be laying this kind of number in Vegas. It actually may be a rare, real home spot for the Raiders where they may have like 85% of the people in the building instead of 50-50. So I think it's a pretty good spot for the Raiders.
What do you think about the total? It's been ticking up throughout the week, but we're not at that key number of 47 yet. It's 46 across the board. What kind of game are we in store for?
I think there's going to be a lot of passing because I still don't believe that the Raiders can run the ball. Maybe the fact that Jackson Towers Johnson is down will be a good thing, and Alex Kappa is in there at guard. Kappa wasn't great last year with Cincy, but I still don't believe that they can run block real well. And, well, Omarion Hampton looked okay, you know, pretty solid in his debut. I'm not sure the Chargers are a grind-out team right now, and especially since they're making adjustments on the offensive line with all having to switch to left tackle and, you know, Pipkins on the right. And they looked very, very willing to kind of use Herbert. And now that Keenan Allen's back is kind of their, you know, possession way of moving the ball. So I could see the ball being in the air, oh, I don't know, a combined minimum 65 times, maybe 70 times. And some scores coming out of that. So both teams have good kickers, so they can kick from long distance. So I might lean over.
What's the latest on Brock Bowers?
Well, talking to Adam Hill yesterday, you know, Adam's the foremost expert on the Raiders. He was saying that Bowers' knee, could he go? Yes. But they also have the cautionary tale last year of could he go Max Crosby? Yes. And Max Crosby tried to play through a knee injury and then jacked himself up for the season. So I think he's very touch and go going into today's game. So I would lean towards a doubtful. And obviously that, you know, again, that would affect the total because there's some other receivers who are going to have to step up. And most of them for the Raiders are really young guys. I don't know that Jacoby Myers, while a really good possession receiver, is a game changer.
You think the Chiefs are finally beatable now in the AFC West with an 0-2 start?
You know, I think the Chiefs are beatable last year and the year before, but they went on this amazing streak. I couldn't believe it when they showed the graphic on that first Friday game that they had won 17 straight one possession games. I mean, 17 straight one possession games in the NFL to win those, and then they had, I think it was a streak of 9 straight wins with the score decided by a field goal or less. So I think you guys know, you know, a lot of these NFL and college football games that are one score field goal, basically are coin flip. It could be a call by an official, a catch, a drop, a missed tackle. It was eventually going to turn on the Chiefs. I don't think they're a bad team. I don't think they're a team headed for 8 or 9 wins. I just think, you know, some of the stuff that's close to the margins isn't going their way. And bye-bye went the 17-game streak of winning one-score games. And, they had an amazing season last year going 15-2. But how many of those games were one-score games and close games? So it's just turned a little bit here. I think they're fine. I think the division is a lot more open than it's been. I would say the target for the division to win it is probably 12 or 13 wins, not 14 or 15 now.
Call your shot, Steve. Final score tonight in Vegas. What is it?
So I'll go Raiders, close win. Let's go 27-24. Probably should pick more field goals, but 27-24 Raiders.
All right. All right, I like it. He's going over the total, apparently. Steve Cofield, ESPN Las Vegas, got Cofield and Company afternoons out there, the Las Vegas Sports Network. Thank you so much, Steve. Best of luck with whatever you play tonight.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, Steve Cofield there. Back in the Vegas team, the Houston guy backed the Houston team, the Vegas guy backed the Vegas team. I agree with him, which should probably scare him. Then I think the Raiders are very live. And I know you agree with that idea as well. Catching 3.5 at home that they could pull off this upset.
Yeah, I'm looking at the games that I took in my five. My five, as Charles Barkley used to say. 1-3 yes. Right now. The only one that I hit was Mac Jones no matter what that nobody wanted to tail me on. Nobody wanted to bet San Francisco. That one hit, of course. Lost the Steelers. Lost the Dolphins in a game that could have gone either way and then had Kansas City plus one. Short pants, drop the touchdown. I mean, what do you want? What do you want from me? So the Raiders now, my last leg in the pick five. No, I'm not you. I'm talking to everybody. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
Dolphins could have won. Chiefs catch a touchdown they should have caught. I can't even talk. That's how frustrated I am with this stupid league. 2 weeks in, Joe. I already hate the NFL. Joy.
No, I mean, I had the Chiefs too. I had the Jaguars plus 3.5 all
Jaguars, game. Jaguars, way worse.
Oh, You know, the Titans look good. They were winning at halftime, and then things fell apart. But you do see it in Cam. You do see it. Like, that throw that he never should have made across the entire field after running for a long ways to score a touchdown is like, okay. Yep, he's going to be all right. I love Daboll forcing in Dart, too. That was funny yesterday. Anyways, Lightning Bets on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lightning Bets in a moment. Not a lot to report so far on Survivor. We've had a lot of fun sweats. If you were in on the Cardinals yesterday, if you were in on the Cowboys, it got very sweaty. But everybody's getting through. Almost everybody. So in my two pools, the top five for each pool got through. Ravens, Cardinals, Cowboys, Rams, Lions. Probably the same teams picked in every pool. Those are the highest point spreads of the day, right? Nine of the top 10 teams picked all get through in both of mine. So I want to say everybody's still alive, but the reality, Sam, that's not the case. Like, I was looking at a lot of the pools I'm in, and on average, 10% are out after 2 weeks. Favorites can't lose. The ones that are losing are around a point spread of 2.5, 3, 3.5. I don't know how, but it seems like on average, 10% of pools are eliminated after the first 2 weeks. People just decide that they're going to get too cute. I don't know. I don't get it. Like, get in the game, stay in the game, you get some quarterback injuries. I don't know. I think it's funny when people come up with their team that they're going to pick every week for the entire season. It never, ever plays out that way in this league.
Well, that would be me getting too cute on the Dolphins, so I'm out of Survivor. I have one left, It's awesome.
Well, you're not out.
It's very fun.
You're still alive in every one, right?
No, I have Miami. I'm out. I'm out in two pools out of three. I have one left.
Oh, damn. You're that hard on him? A buddy texted me yesterday. He's like, I'm officially out. I'm like, how? He's like, well, I took the Vikings and the Saints.
Oh, see, I could get Miami. I would never put Spencer Rattler on my Survivor card. That would never happen. So I feel a little bit better now. Did you see though? Like, Miami had a 74-yard punt return touchdown to go up 27-23. And then the ensuing kickoff, the Patriots took back to the house for 90 yards. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then the Patriots kick the field goal to go up 6. And then Achane scores a touchdown in the final minute. But no, he stepped out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
I know.
I mean, I mean, it's a game they could have won. They didn't win. It is what it is. And, yeah, I'm out. I mean, that Dolphins was a huge swing for me, financially and survivor-wise. Just dead. Totally dead.
Love-hate relationship with the NFL. Paul, did your buddy that texted you about the Saints, did he take the Saints? And how'd you do in the 10-point teaser? We're always interested in those results.
He did not go with the Saints. So we kind of let everyone make their own bed. Who'd he go with? Arizona. So
got through.
Glad to do that. And your boy took the Browns, catching 21.5 in the teaser pool. So RIP.
Wow.
Man, I get it. Goal line. How about that game? Even for the 11.5, goal line stand, Ravens, and then goal line stand. I don't know. There was a kick out of bounds, like the Brown, and then Flacco. Like all the momentum was turned towards the Browns, and Flacco does Flacco and throws a pick. And yeah, more so, I guess, for the 21.5. But that was a one score game at halftime.
Yep.
Ravens couldn't do anything. Anything on offense, and the Browns kind of handed it to them. So
I was not super confident in that one. Yeah. I'm like, I think they're going to pull away, but when the hell is it going to happen? And then it finally happened. Myles Garrett, very upset. He's like, bleeps embarrassing. Like, I don't know what you were expecting. Man, it's going to be a lot more.
Well, that's what it was. Goal line stand. They hold him to a field goal. Kickoff goes out of bounds. So Browns get in great field position. And 3 plays later, Flacco throws a pick and dead. Yeah.
There you go.
Highlight of the show today, the Monday Moons intro, which I love every Monday. Outstanding. Second best highlight, Paul almost choking to death on his breakfast mid speech.
Lunch. Is it lunch? What do you got here?
Lunch,
the silverware. Yeah. The silverware is going. Like, what's happening? Yeah. I'm very interested.
Just a coffee.
Oh, I thought he was mid chomp. That's what I thought.
I thought he was bite. Oh, I thought that was a fork.
Just a coffee
noise.
Guy. Okay. Sorry.
I thought for sure there was like food being hurriedly swallowed and then it's okay. Never mind.
Damn. I thought
I was mixing the milk into the coffee. So that's the
okay. Gotcha. Very good. You know, as bad as this weekend was, it wasn't as bad as the moment that I went through yesterday. Paul, you remember I don't remember how many years back it was when I got LASIK surgery.
I feel like I was not here yet.
You weren't here yet? Okay.
No, I was not.
So I was a little further back.
Those are still the Eli days, maybe. Those are the Eli days.
That's why I try to forget them. I don't want anything
to do
with
them. He tried to make himself blind, literally.
Yeah, so I had that surgery, and then I've noticed over the last year, the stage in your life, like, I can't read. Once in a while, we'll go to a restaurant. I'm like, it's dark in here.
Oh, no.
Let me pull up the camera. And I got to pull up the camera I got to do that. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Is this not working, the LASIK surgery? Like, what is this? Or is it the age? And we were making fun of my wife. She had a pair of readers on. And then I'm like, here, give me those. Throw them on. It's like, I can read ingredients again. Like, I can see small prints. Like, I'm so old. I need readers. That's what I realized yesterday, on top of the NFL results that we were getting yesterday. That's where we're at. Readers.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for you to be readers on the nose guy, like the guys who wear them like this.
I already see it.
Doing the show like that. I'm only doing this to cover up the huge zit that's growing on my face, by the way, if you couldn't tell throughout the whole show. Oh, nope.
Could not
still
tell.
Can't. Nope. No. Oh, yeah. Can't tell. Yeah, neither can I. I can't wait for you to be a readers guy. This is awesome.
Joe, I mean, so what's that? 5 years glasses free? How was it? Because I guess it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I wore contacts. I just got sick of putting them in every day. And sure. So then I went to glasses. But yeah, I mean, I could certainly do the show, but.
Can you do full moon readers, or is it always half moons? Like, are there full moon readers, or are they always half moons?
I don't know. I would laugh at, you know, guys like Dan McNeil in the studio doing the show. He'd have to get out his readers when he's talking about something to read a note or something, or read a story. I'm that guy now, I think. I don't know that I'm going to give in.
Well, I was right, though. You thought this would fix everything. And believe it or not, 5 years after getting a laser shot in your eyes, it didn't quite get better.
Didn't take.
Yeah.
Didn't take.
I remember.
Let's burn all these eye cells. That'll fix everything.
Right? I remember a girl we worked with in Houston. I mean, I was in my 20s at the time, so she was around our age. She's like, yeah, I went on a date with this kind of older guy the other day. And I realized at dinner, once he pulled out the readers and the cell phone light to read the menu, she's like, yeah, I was out after that. They couldn't do it.
It's embarrassing, man. I'm like, are we really here? Like, what's going on? Can we get the light? There are some places where it's extremely dark and you can't read. But, yeah, that's not the issue. I don't think.
You're not alone, because we went out for wings last Wednesday in New York, and Schwartz, the menu comes out, and the place is very well lit. And Schwartz is like this on the menu. Like, dude.
It's so embarrassing.
He's like, yeah, he's got the light out like this, and he's like, I can't see. I'm like, you're 38. What do you mean you can't see the menu? It's tough.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen to you, man. All right, tell the people what you're doing for Lightning Bets.
Do I have to? Give me the Raiders, +3.5.
You're aligned.
It's already done.
You're aligned with
it's
your
been
boy.
Done. It's already in, +3.5.
All right. I'm going second game. I'm also on that game. I'm going over. I want to go under, but that 42.5 is scaring me. So it means it's going to be a dead under, just so you know. Because anything I want to do that I don't quite pull the trigger on, it's all hitting right now. In addition to the ones that I'm pulling the trigger on that are losing. The ones I almost get there, they're winning. So that means this is going to go way under. But for Lightning Bet purposes, over 46 in the hook. On the Raiders and the Chargers tonight. Paul?
I'll just let everyone know where the room is at. We do not have juice on these, but expect some of them are pretty pricey. So Brock Bowers may or may not play. Over 62.5 receiving yards is number 5. Most bet props at BetMGM. This is a combo of both games. Dalton Schultz, over 35.5 receiving yards. Justin Herbert, over 14.5 rushing yards. Nico Collins, over 75.5 receiving yards. And Omarion Hampton, over 53.5 rushing yards.
From the room. Here we go. All right. All right. Maybe worth a play there. Are you betting either game tonight or anything else?
No, sir. No, thank you. Okay. I am in the spot where I'm starting to wonder if booby prizes and Circa are the angle.
So, like, maybe that's a conversation tomorrow. Because when you're there, does that mean you go against your actual picks, or do you handicap it as always? Like, okay, it's just not my year. I'm going to lose on these. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you end up doing. Jake Hassan. Yeah,
start fading yourself and then start winning.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait a minute. Yes, right? I was trying to lose. Now I'm winning.
Huh? Yeah.
Yes.
I'll go down with the ship with Sam. I'll be on the Raiders. Also, Mr. Hassan, huge phone light at the restaurant guy. He's
you.
A big phone light guy. It infuriates my sister. It's hilarious.
Has he been told to wear readers and he doesn't, or what?
No, he does. He does the combo. He does the combo readers and the
He's
phone.
Got both.
Oh,
oh man.
He does the combo.
Does it detach in the center? Does it dangle?
No.
From,
oh, he's got that? Like, he's, no, Joe, he's got a thing on his keys that they fold up and they go into a little compartment on his keys. It's a whole thing.
Oh, wow. What a scene. What a scene.
He's invested.
That's Jake for Paul as well. And Sam, I'm Joe. Be back here tomorrow morning. Bet Sweats, 9 a.m. Eastern, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.